And now let's bring in a Republican who is going to the inauguration, Senator Roger Wicker of Mississippi. Senator, welcome back.
Well, it's good to be with you.
And what do you want to hear from Donald Trump in his speech tomorrow?
Well, I want to hear a unifying message, and I think we'll hear that. But I think we'll also hear that elections have consequences, that this particular person campaigned on changing the direction of the federal government and changing the direction of how business is done in our capital city, and I think he'll talk about that also.
What do you think it means, or why do you think that he is about to deliver his speech tomorrow and go into his inauguration with the lowest approval rating since they've been tracking these kinds of things?
I don't worry about that. I really think, you know, we've had presidents go in with very high approval ratings, and then you see by the midterm, for those midterm elections, the party of the president loses seats. So I think the more important thing is how he governs and how he's perceived to have kept his campaign promises and moved our economy and moved job creation and moved our standing in the world in a year or a year and a half. I'm more interested in that.
Well, why do you think he's got such a low approval rating before he's even taken office?
Well, I think probably the contentiousness of the election. And, you know, I love the press, love the First Amendment, don't get me wrong. But I do think maybe he's been the subject of some pretty withering criticism in the mainstream media, and that never helps.
What about his tweets and his thin skin and even the comments recently disparaging the U.S. intelligence community? Do you think that those things – how did you feel about
you know,
all that
I've got
stuff?
A lot of friends in the intelligence community. I think this is all going to be just fine. I think about the second day in office, he's going to understand that they're on his side and we're all on America's side. And I think he'll begin to repair whatever little damage might have been done there. So I think that's going to be – I think that's just going to be fine.
You think he should stop tweeting once he takes office?
Right. Moving on to the question about the tweets. You know, isn't it amazing? The first tweet I ever did was 8 years ago. I mean, two presidential terms ago, hardly anyone had heard of a tweet. And now the leader of the free world is routinely using them. I was one of those folks calling the campaign between the convention and the general election, suggesting to the president that he wasn't well served by continuing to do this. So what did I know? If I had my druthers, I would hope that he would not tweet about everything. But then again, this is a way he communicates with the average American, and it seems to have served him well. But particularly when it comes to things that really don't amount to policy, a movie star, an athlete, or something like that. If he asked my advice, I'd say I'd just leave those things alone. Not everything needs to be responded to when so many things are coming at you. But again, if he had taken my advice, he might not be about to take the oath of office as the 45th president of the United States. So who am I?
That's Senator Roger Wicker, Republican of Mississippi. Senator, thanks so much for joining us.
Glad